It is your match day, Daddy. It is Man City away. We are in Three Piggies in Liverpool, having a few drinks over here first on safe ground. Safest, I mean, it'd be fine. But no, having a few relaxed pints in Liverpool before heading over to East Manchester and to watch the team. It looked like they're going to be champions of England, don't they? Yesterday, Arsenal got beat at home and looked very poor doing so, and so we are 8 points clear with the same number of games played and with the opportunity obviously to extend that today. So I've got in the car with me eventually and around the table with me now Craig Cannon, Neil Atkinson and Ben Jono. And I mean, that was a nice one yesterday, wasn't it? Because a few people have got a bit nervous about Liverpool dropping points, and with that I think people have been so focused on Liverpool and on Liverpool's problems, perceived or otherwise, that they've forgotten that, well, someone's got to catch us.
Yeah.
And the team who were nearest catching us fell on their faces.
Yeah, they did, and it was fucking lovely, wasn't it? It was really nice, because it sort of, I think today would have felt very pressurised if they'd have won. You know, 5 points, same games. You know, we don't win and they've got a game, whatever. But instead, this almost feels a bit like a free hit. Today feels like, you know, feels like we've got one, and I think that pressure almost, like, I'm a hell of a lot more optimistic right now about this game than I was at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And it's always good when teams you were meant to be challenging against you get beat. I'm here for it. I don't think they'll break 80 points, Arsenal. I don't think they're very good, but it doesn't stop you fucking panicking every 2 minutes about, like, our own performances. And yeah, whereas I was a little bit sort of nervous about it, I'm now, like, really excited about this game today. And I think, you know, I just think Salah might just fucking be amazing today. And you know, we've just been talking about that. You know, there's the battle of the Egyptians, and the whole of Egypt's going to come to a halt today. And I don't think Mo Salah's going to take that lightly.
He knows where Egypt's watching. I mean, Ben's saying there about sort of, you know, what you can talk yourself into, and I got myself into a bit of that on Thursday, and I'm thinking, well, if Arsenal win it, then we get beat by City, which could happen. Do you know what I mean? You know, because City are still a good team. You know, we were playing there at home. I expected Arsenal, I mean, I had the feeling they'd drop points, but, you know, the expectation was that Arsenal would win. And then you're like, well then it's down to five. And then you're like, well, if Wednesday doesn't go right, then suddenly it's down to two. Do you know what I mean? You suddenly sort of, you talk yourself into that. Whereas they lose yesterday, and I'm like, well, if we win here, it's 11. And then if they get beat by Forest and we beat Newcastle, it's 14. I've done 2 to 14 points on one result.